So I'm just going to share a few words about where we'll be going this morning. We'll have just short of an hour in this session, and then we'll take maybe 10 or 15 minutes for some body care. And then we'll come back and have another 90 minutes of practice or so, and stop for lunch around noon. So we'll have 90 minutes for lunch, plenty of time to go out to get something to eat if you're here in the hall, or make your lunch, or if you're at home, if it's lunchtime even. But we'll have that 90-minute break. And then the same this afternoon, we'll have these two sessions with a break in the middle. So I'd like to refresh the guidelines around practicing in diet, around relational practice. We touch what can be very sensitive topics in insight dialogue. And certainly death counts as a sensitive topic. There's a lot of dukkha, a lot of suffering around that experience of death. And you may find that your partner is upset. You yourself may find that you're feeling upset. Pause. Allow that feeling to be present. Allow that feeling to express itself. Perhaps share with your partner. Perhaps ask for a pause. Can we pause for a moment? I'm feeling a little emotional. And for the partner, simply to be present to that emotion. Please don't offer advice. It's a really difficult situation because so many people who come into insight dialogue, who come into meditation, have a profession that requires them to support the other by offering advice. But really to allow the partner to experience the emotion, to investigate the emotion with their own mindfulness. Not to ask questions other than the very simple, could you repeat that? Can we take a pause? The questions tend to take us into story. Story takes us into gossip and out of mindfulness. So really supporting the mindfulness with the pause, with the relax, with the open, and not getting carried into story. Really paying attention to the felt experience in the body and coming out of the head into the body. The body is very sensitive. The body will experience things long before the conscious mind will. Consciousness tends to have to work at it. Cognition takes a while to happen. The body can feel it in an instant. When we're open to all those experiences, all those sense gates, then we can experience many things at once. I can sit here talking to you. I can hear the traffic. I can feel the coolness on my body. I can look. I can feel into the energy that's in the hall here. Look online. Feel into the energy that's online. All while talking, all while sharing, simply because this mind is open, open to all those experiences. It's not difficult. We do it all the time. When we're driving, we're not focused on the road dead ahead. We're open to all the movement around us, pedestrians, lights, other cars. It's a natural way to be. It's when we enter that subject-object consciousness, when we grab onto a thing, that that focus happens and we become unmindful of what else is present. When we get caught up in story, we're so entranced by the story that's going on in the mind that we again lose that mindfulness. So really, when we're in the dyads, really to pause, to relax, to open, to notice when we get caught in story, come back into the body. In the dyads themselves, we'll be selecting partners in the hall, and Jean will be allocating partners online. And we'll be going into dyad practice. In the hall, this will mean taking a couple of chairs, sitting opposite each other. And doing the most difficult thing in this practice, when one starts this practice, deciding who is going to speak first. Everybody loves to speak second. I don't know why I love speaking first. So we'll take a moment when we go into dyads, just to sit, perhaps just allowing the deciding who's going to talk. Speak first, and then just sitting with the eyes closed. Perhaps not online, because you won't be able to see the messages, although we're going to try the audio today. Something of a new feature on Zoom and something of a challenge, so it may work, it may not. So those online will need to keep their eyes open for the little broadcast message at the top, which will indicate the start of a contemplation. Again, because we're in this hybrid situation, I'll be giving you the contemplation first before people go out into the breakout rooms. So there'll be time for any questions. And then we'll begin with 5 minutes separate speaker-listener. For those of you who are new to Insight Dialogue practice, this will be a revelation. Having 5 whole minutes to speak, to share experience with somebody who is going to be mindfully present and is going to give you that space to speak. And at the end of those 5 minutes, we're going to change roles. So the speaker will become listener. Listener will become speaker. And then we'll repeat the process. And then we'll move into open dialogue. And in open dialogue, we just take turns to share experience. No need to even take turns if an experience comes up and then there's silence. And then something else comes up when the partner hasn't spoken, perhaps just to share that. We'll be practicing in this first session with the guidelines pause, relax, and open. And we're going to repeat a contemplation that we did last night, which is, what is the felt experience when I think of my own death or the death of another? What's that felt experience in the body? Noticing any tightness, any clinging, any contraction. Dukkha is translated most often as suffering, but the literal translation of dukkha is no space. So when something fills the mind, when something allows no space for anything else, when the mind constricts around it, contracts around it, that is dukkha. We can feel it in the body. And by sitting with that feeling, opening to that feeling, relaxing around that feeling, we can begin to create some space. We can begin to pull apart this experience that we're investigating. In this case, our own death or the death of another. And perhaps learn to see a little more, open to other experiences. Share those. So I'm going to ask for questions on the contemplation now before we select partners here in the hall and for those online. So simply, if you have a question, if you're online, just press your mute button and speak. And for those in the hall, you can just speak. Just taking a pause if two voices arise at the same time. I see a hand in the hall going up. Yeah. Could you speak into this microphone so that everybody online can hear the question?
Absolutely. So the question I have is, when I'm sharing from my own experience, the rising of experience related to this contemplation, am I staying with the body sensations that are arising in the moment as I contemplate the question, or am I also sharing story around death and deathlessness, death?
You can certainly share your experiences in the mind and a little bit of story. Be a little bit careful with the story. You have to, you know, when we speak to each other, there is always some story there. The key element here is the pause. So when we share that bit of story, just to pause, to come back into the body, notice what's being felt in the body when we share this story. Yeah.
I have a question about my role as listener. When the other person is speaking, I know I'm not supposed to ask questions or give advice, but am I to speak at all?
The listener listens. The listener is mindfully present. And the listener has a really important role. Again, it's something we don't find in our daily life so often. the listener is supporting the speaker by being present. And when we are present, it can be felt. It can support that connection in a very deep way. When we know that somebody is listening to us, that the words are landing in the body of the person, in the ears of the person who is listening, when they are fully present to that experience that we are sharing. So listening is not a passive role. Listening is very much a supportive role. So when you are the listener, to simply listen. When we go into open dialogue, then we listen to our own bodies, to our own minds. We check into that relational field to see if that field is open, and then we can share, we can speak. But in the separate speaker listener, no, our role is simply to listen. Okay? So Jean is going to assign people online into breakout rooms and send people into breakout rooms. And the people in the hall are going to stand up. And they are going to look around them. And they are going to choose a partner. Try not to pick a friend, somebody that you came with, perhaps somebody you don't know. When you make eye contact and decide, oh yeah, we're going to be partners, then just come together. And take a couple of chairs and find a space in the hall and set up facing each other. And decide who is going to speak first.